And Colorado is one of a dozen states where lawmakers are pushing legislation that would loosen restrictions on firearms in schools. The goal, they say, is to make schools safer. In most of those states, the focus is on college campuses. But in a handful, including three in the West, the legislation would affect grade schools as well. NPR's Nathan Rott begins in Colorado with a Republican lawmaker who knows about violence firsthand and is proposing the bill in his state.
Patrick Neville was a 15-year-old sophomore at Columbine High School in 1999. He was on his way to lunch when the shooting started, killing one teacher and 12 students, some of them his friends. Looking back, Neville says that the school staff was heroic that day, but adds,
I truly believe that had some of them had the legal authority to be armed, more of my friends might be with me today.
That's part of the reason why Neville, now a Colorado state representative, has proposed legislation that would allow anyone with a concealed weapons permit,
any law-abiding citizen,
to carry firearms in public schools. In his mind, it's not enough to have a single guard or a no-gun sign on the door.
I wake up every day and send my kid to school on blind faith that she's going to return home safe when there's really no safeguards for our schools.
A poll done last year by Quinnipiac University found that 50% of Coloradans support the idea of arming teachers. Katie Lyles is not one of them.
I think that's a really short-sighted, reactive solution.
And she's thought about this a lot. She, too, was a sophomore at Columbine in 1999. Now she works as a third-grade arts teacher.
And if I had a gun, kids are around me all the time. They're giving me hugs. So where do I keep that gun?
If it's locked in a drawer and something does happen, could she get to it?
While getting my kids to that safe spot, like for a lockdown area. So I think the logistical part of that, kids and guns don't mix. And schools have kids, and so therefore schools and guns don't mix.
That sentiment is likely to be shared with Colorado's Democrat-controlled House, making the bill a long shot. Similar proposals were killed in committee the last 2 years. There's more support in two other western states that have proposed similar legislation, though. In Wyoming, the state's House of Representatives has already approved a bill that would repeal gun-free zones, like those around schools. Assemblyman Alan Yagi is its sponsor.
All of the horrific shootings that have taken place have been in gun-free areas.
Not all of the mass shootings, but Yagi does think that by eliminating gun-free areas, allowing anyone with a concealed carry permit to bring firearms on campuses, it may give bad guys second thoughts, similar to plainclothes air marshals on planes. But what if a bad guy gets a permit? Well, Yagi says the current screening system will prevent that from happening, like it does now. He believes people with concealed carry permits are
kind of the most trusted people that have had a background check, been through some training.
And then there's the constitutional right, Yagi says, that citizens have to protect themselves and society. That sentiment could very well carry the legislation through Wyoming's Republican-controlled Senate and governor's office. But not everyone sees it as that simple. Jillian Baylow is Wyoming's superintendent of public instruction.
I'm a Wyoming girl. I'm a gun owner. I will always defend the Second Amendment. But this needs to be weighed and measured much more carefully than through a statewide mandate.
Different schools have different needs, she says, so any change
needs to be planned and implemented or not implemented at the local level and at the discretion of law enforcement, school districts, and community members across our state.
Baylow's concern is that what makes sense for an urban school in, say, Cheyenne, might not make sense for a rural school in Snake River. And if that urban-rural split doesn't make a whole lot of sense to you, let's go to our last state for clarification. North Dakota, where State Assemblyman Dwight Kiefert has proposed legislation that Baylow would agree with. It would allow people with concealed weapons permits to bring their firearms onto school campuses if they have the school's permission.
And this is to address schools that are in the rural areas.
Schools that are 20 to 30 miles from the nearest town, where if something did happen,
yeah, you're looking at, you know, close to a half hour before anybody would show up. And the problem with these shootings is that most of the time they're done within 5 minutes. So then the local law enforcement's role is just going to be an investigation instead of a rescue.
Kiefert says that in a perfect world, his bill wouldn't be necessary. They'd staff every North Dakota school with an armed resource officer, improve infrastructure to make every school more secure, and deal with the big problem.
Bottom line is it's a mental illness issue.
But he says in North Dakota, like in many other places, that's not financially realistic. Nathan Rott, NPR News.